This Bear Grease report is brought to you by the Trail Center Lodge, Bearskin Lodge, and Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground up north on the Gunflint Trail, and by Energy Plus of Duluth. As most folks in the Northland know, the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon is named for John Bear Grease, an Ojibwe man who carried mail up Minnesota's north shore of Lake Superior between 1880 and 1910. In his honor, the registration and race number for the first team is always reserved and held in his name. So it's fitting that this year the St. Louis County Historical Society will open their exhibit, Ojibwe Faces and Stories, a collection of 36 charcoal sketches and oil paintings done by Eastman Johnson, a young man who came to Superior to visit relatives around 1856 and came to live amongst and try to capture the life and times of the Ojibwe people of the North Shore. The exhibit opens on Saturday in conjunction with the opening ceremonies of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Dr. Linda Grover is an author and professor of American Indian Studies at UMD, and she's the guest curator of this exhibit. I asked her what she has heard from the modern-day Native community about this series of portraits.
I think we love them. Even though, like many other artists of his time, he was convinced that this is a way of life and a way of people that were going to vanish very, very soon. We proved that wrong. We are still here. But he drew in, I think, a way that was appropriate to record not just the pictures of people and not just faces, but I believe Eastman Johnson included in these portraits the spirit and the story of the times. And I believe that one reason we are so taken with these pictures today is that the pictures look so much like people who we know and people who we see up at Grand Portage or we see on the street walking around in Duluth here. And some of my family are from Grand Portage, and we see their faces in some of these portraits too. And a dear friend of our family, Ruth Myers, who has since, passed to the next world, loved one of the pictures in particular, Owini, it was called. And she loved the face and the spirit of the woman in the picture. And I thought so many times that Ruth and Owini, even though they were looking at each other from, close to 150 years in distance, that it would have been like the two of them looking into a mirror, into a reflection of times past and times present and the ties of survival and Ojibwe women.
Grover says Eastman Johnson came to the North Shore only 4 years after the Treaty of 1854 was signed. She says the secession of massive tracts of land signaled a time of dramatic change for the three bands of Ojibwe people, and as a result, they welcomed Eastman Johnson into their communities.
I think they felt the significance of that period of history, and I think they felt that his presence there was perhaps meant to be, and that he was there to record things. And these are not just recording as a reporting. They're also artistic pieces. They're lovely. He was a portrait painter anyway. That's what he did for a living. But he was a young man filled with a spirit of wanting to know more. And I think he learned a great deal from the Ojibwe people. I felt that perhaps this manifestation of Indianness at that time is linked to the oral tradition of Ojibwe people, where the story and the history and the way to be and the good ways to believe and to act are passed through stories. But I believe that the people whose faces are in these portraits were passing that on through something tangible, and that this has tremendous meaning to them and their spirits even now.
And Linda Grover says there is much in the exhibit for modern-day Native and non-Native people alike.
I'm hoping that we'll all see the beauty of the people and the presence and survival through today. That what is important to us as Native people, the very um, the the spirit and the essence of Indianness exist today as it did 150 years ago. And I also hope that many people I know who've looked at these pictures tell me that this person looks just like her nephew or just like her grandson or her husband. This man looks just like my husband did when he was young. When people say this and I'm in the grocery store and I see a young woman pushing a cart with a couple of babies and a whole lot of groceries, and she looks like one of the young ladies Eastman Johnson drew a long time ago. I look at her real quick. I try not to be impolite, but I think, oh, yes, that's right. You're still here and I'm still here. And it bridges time, and I really think what does time really mean? It's all, you know, it's in a blink of an eye from Eastman Johnson's doing this, I think, a great service and honor to us. Just a blink of time between then and today.
Dr. Linda Grover is an author and professor of American Indian Studies at UMD and the guest curator of the St. Louis County Historical Society's Ojibwe Faces and Stories. The exhibit will be on display at the depot through February 11th. You can see the painting, Oweenie of the Chippewa, on our website at kumd.org. And our thanks to the St. Louis County Historical Society for permission to post it. This report brought to you in part by the Bearskin Lodge, Hungry Jack Lodge and Campground and Trail Center Lodge on the Gunflint Trail, and Energy Plus of Duluth, with additional support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.